Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
There are some people that I admire from afar, and I'm so glad that, you know, when I get a chance to spend time with them, that they are that same person that I admire from afar. That's who they are up close. This woman has a lot of balance. She does so much, but yet maintains an amazing light about her, and she does not compromise the light within her at all. She's warm-hearted. She's so positive, and she gonna make you feel all right. I'm so excited for y'all to tap in, lock in, to see who I get to talk to next on this episode of Checking In. Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I'm so excited about this episode. I say it every episode because every episode that I have a guest, it's always somebody that I look forward to talking to. So I'm always excited about talking to my guest. This next guest is one of the most respected artists. I feel like in gospel, I feel like in every genre, I feel like people love them some. Erica Campbell, the Grammy Award winning, Stellar Award winning, Dove Award winning artist Erica Campbell, one half of the duo Mary Mary. Listen, y'all, wait a minute. Pastor's wife, are you co-pastor yet? How'd that go?
No, I'm pastor's wife. Just pastor's wife.
Just pastor's wife.
That's listen, fine, child.
Okay. listen, First Lady of California Worship Center. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Yes. National syndicated radio host of Get Up in the Morning. Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. And I am excited. I could go on and on and on about Erica Campbell. But y'all, she is here. She has an amazing new album that is out right now. Give it up, everybody. And welcome, Erica Campbell, to Checking In.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I was so excited when I saw this on my itinerary.
Itinerary. Yes. Well, I love your album. It was so soothing. I listened to it on the plane. I think I was traveling back from Dallas to Atlanta. And I love it. The title of it is I Love You.
Yes.
And I loved the integration of the music that we love, the Hawkins, mm-hmm. which I know. Yes. If y'all know Erica Campbell, y'all know she loved Hawkins.
Okay.
She loves the Hawkins. And so for you to integrate that and then your guest PJ Morton, Stevie Wonder, your sister Tina Campbell, your chairman producing. Yes. Come on, Warren. Like, now I don't know what y'all thinking, but can't be no Erica Campbell album without Warren.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So I just wanted to tell you that, like, I loved how you integrated the old, I wouldn't say, well, the
It is old.
The foundation.
I like that. That's good.
The foundation. Was that planned?
This record literally kind of evolved. So when we did the I Love You song, I remember singing Dear Jesus, I Love You in tribute to Walter Hawkins when he passed. And I fell in love with the rendition that we had. And so when we did that song, Warren said, let's put that with that, because we were going to do it the whole song. But it was a perfect marriage of that song with the I Love You song that I did. Is that the one? Oh, no, D Smoke is on Thank You. Yes. And the Dear Jesus, I Love You is what happened, Stevie Wonder. The record is still new.
It's still new, yes.
But having Stevie Wonder and, you know, on a Hawkins song was, I thought, really, really cool. I like this record. I do. I know sometimes you do. I have done records and been so critical, I really didn't listen to them very much because I wished I would have done something different or wrote a different lyric. But this, I love this record. I am proud of this record. It is my I Love You record because I love me. I love God. I love people and being able to share this with people. Far too many people have put love within the confines of their breakup or family issue or even their lack of self-love. Mm. So they don't even believe in it. And I'm praying that this record gives me the opportunity to articulate God's love and self-love with him at the center, because our world is very me-centered. Mm. Jesus is my center. I'm all right. Okay, Erica's okay. But put Jesus at the center, then I become something special. So
yes.
That's really the whole purpose of this I Love You movement, the songs, all of it.
Well, First of all, I'm so shocked to hear you say that on previous records, when you listen to them, you're like, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have layered this. I'm like, y'all have won awards because of your writing. Like, yeah. I am shocked that you are like, yeah, I wish I would have. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm like, is there something that.
Now, it's a part of a verse and Can't Give Up Now that I always wanted to sing over.
Really? Look at me. Now I want to go and look it up.
I'm going to have people looking for stuff.
But I got to be present for the interview. But I'm a Google queen. So I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were recording that song. And me and Tina were both in the booth at the same time. And apparently we weren't giving Warren what he was looking for. And so he's a lot of things in the studio. But I understand in order to get to a level of things that are special, because I don't want to say perfection. Mm. It's not that it's perfect. What it's supposed to be. You can't be obsessed with perfection. You have to allow heart and feeling, which means maybe a note or a run may not be perfectly executed, but it may be passionate.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And he would always say, well, sure, if you want to sacrifice passion for perfection, go ahead. People like passion. Perfection doesn't always get attention. And so Even some of the best records that we love by some of our greatest artists, maybe the drums weren't what they needed to be, or sonically it was different, but there was something that had heart in it. And that's always what I'm after. So it's okay that my obsession with making sure it's all it's supposed to be, I can let it ride. Okay, that's passion, Eric. We're just going to call that bad note passion.
Passion. Oh, so I guess when we have to, maybe when we're in the audience and maybe someone is up singing or performing, you could be like, that was passion. That was not perfection.
That's so crazy.
That was passion. That's the new, let the Lord use you, baby. That's all right. Amen. Take your time. We going to say that. That was passion.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I've had those moments.
If I had 20 fingers, I probably could be like, yeah, I totally understand. I've had passionate moments.
But you know what? Learning to overcome them, learning that they are part of your story, the moments when you weren't 100%, learning to accept that, I think has been so liberating for me. I was talking to someone about my mom earlier and saying how she's always said, you can live anything now, live anything down. Knowing that I can live anything down keeps me from running from what has been. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Keeps me from living in shame, knowing that everybody has made a mistake. The scripture says it like this, for all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. When I allow myself that, then I don't have to make excuses or overly apologize for something that kind of comes with life. Some people are so held hostage to their mistakes, which I get it. Depending on how you were raised, that could mean like my success or my failure because I made a mistake. But I think the greatest people in the world have made mistakes and they got up and kept going.
And I think, like you said, we can't make our identity based on our failures or mistakes.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's when it's like, okay, you are just a walking advertisement of shame or regret or hurt or pain. And so I totally get that. And I will say that there are some artists who openly show compassion and love and grace for some of everybody. You are one of them. Why do you do that? And I don't mean that like why. I like, there's no shame. If somebody's in the news for something crazy, I like you, Tasha Cobbs, there's so many people that are like, no, I'm standing with my brother. I'm standing with my sister.
Yeah. Because I'm not a real friend if I'm only a friend when you're doing good. That's not a real friend. I'm not a real friend or a supporter. I'm not even a... In my opinion, you're not a good person if you throw people away because they made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? That's very so self-centered. Good. And a lot of people's friendship is, I'm friends with you because I look good being friends with you. Let me stand in close proximity to you because you're something. And now they're going to think I'm something. Well, if you fail, if you have an issue, let me get away from you because I don't want to look bad. I'm not that kind of friend. I have my sisters, right? And so we're all different, have gone through different things, and I'm always going to rock with my sisters. But I also have a core group of friends that I call the G's that I've known since childhood. And we've been through everything together. Divorces, yes. Breakups, successes, failures, misunderstandings, and allowing us to grow. So one of my friends, as I was becoming myself, being okay with being myself, I began to speak up more. Well, they were used to the Erica that didn't speak up very much. They were used to me being the quiet Erica. They were used to me saying, oh, well, whatever y'all want to do, wherever y'all go. Well, I learned to say, well, no, I don't like that. Well, let's go here. And at first they were like, she changing because she's this. And I said, this don't have nothing to do with lights, camera, action, and everything with me owning my voice and liking it and knowing that it's okay and not having this private self conversation. Oh, what if they don't agree? Well, what if they don't think it's funny? Well, I won't say that and I won't do that. I just tear myself down. Once I got comfortable with me, I love, love, love that my friends allowed me to grow. I said,
yes.
Y'all, I'm growing up and I don't want to lose my friends because I'm growing up. Y'all grow with me. Allow me to grow. Allow me to speak my piece. Allow me to throw my opinion and it be okay. Because sometimes you have your opinionated friends, the quiet friends, the this, the that. And then we started, and when I said that, then all of us started speaking up. Don't call me a late friend. I know I'm late, but I don't want to be. And y'all laugh at it. And it's something that I'm trying to change. You know what I mean? Or don't call me the friend. Don't say I'm dumb all the time, because I actually kind of low-key struggle with that. And so when people are surrounded by people they love, you can be the best, honest version of yourself. I'm so blessed that I have friends where I can go and take the wig off. I can cry. I can talk about the industry and what I don't and what's confusing and what's hurt and what's hard. The fact that, I mean, you know, you can get on a red carpet and be having a good moment. They're going to remind you of the worst moment in your career.
Yeah. The worst moment.
Yeah. Again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're not strong enough, if you don't have a good center and good people around you, it could make some people crumble. Mm. By some people who don't like interviews. But because I have people who love me and I know I can live anything down and I know I can still be kind, I don't have to be mean and nasty. They just want to get out. It's cool.
That's so good.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Something you said about owning your voice and being okay with, instead of being the passive Erica, you are now the bold, confident Erica, who is obviously maybe has set some boundaries and you stand on those boundaries. Mm-hmm. It made me think of something Dr. Henry Cloud said: when you are quiet about your boundaries in an effort to seem more likable or to avoid conflict, you will become more resentful.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what made me think of that.
You get angry. You really, really do. And I remember being that. I remember being nice, because it's not nice to say, well, I don't really rock with them very well. Oh, that's not nice. And so then I allow people in my space that don't mean me well, that don't mean my family well, because I don't want to be mean. But I know what I felt in my spirit when they walked in the room. You know what I mean? And so I've learned that it's okay to say, oh, I'm sorry, would you give us a moment? You know what I mean? I don't have to say your spirit off. I don't like your energy. I don't have to say that. I just have, hey, can you give us a moment? Or if I'm having a certain conversation and you see people, it's just, you have to be aware of you and okay with being you.
Yes.
Especially if it's coming from a good place. If it's coming from a good place, I should be able to say it. If I'm speaking it in love, I believe people will receive it. Sometimes they won't. And I have to be okay with that too. Because I don't believe going, I should have said, I shouldn't have went along with that. I shouldn't have agreed to it. It's not what I wanted to do. It's not how I felt.
And I think that's a key to even reducing the anxiety. And some of our anxiety is self-induced because we won't say it even afraid. You know, so I totally get that. Thank you for sharing that. Well, I was trying to stay focused on I Love You, your album, but I love all the life moments and the gems that you give us. Congratulations for your single Positive that was Grammy nominated. And you actually won an NAACP Image Award for that song Positive. And y'all, the song Positive is the truth. You can see it in Erica's face and her countenance, in her, the fruit of her life actually speaks to that. So congratulations to that. How do you have fun?
You have
with your choices. I love it. You got some freedom. And I think interview keeps going back to the freedom and being bold and courageous for a reason. Can you share with us on that? Even like I said, the big hair, the colorful hair, the makeup, everybody in the video was having fun.
Yes. I think freedom is infectious. You know what I mean? When I am free, then I give other people license to be free. You know, growing up churchy and growing up Church of God in Christ, you can live your life with this tagline of, I don't want them to be mad. I don't want them to not understand. You know what I mean? Every creative, God-given, beautiful, amazing idea is followed up by who, but are they going to get mad? And I just think that you do the creativity a disservice by putting it in a box of people's misunderstanding. So I choose not to do it. I just choose to be free. And in that song, I say it over and over again. I choose to be. I know who I am and I know who I'm not. I know the difference between the two. I know who's on the throne of my life. He tells me all the wrong lefts and when to go right. He's the king. He's the God. He's the biggest. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the realest. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Hey, you know, those lyrics have become true for me. And I lived them before I sang them. So now that I'm singing them, I can share them with such passion. And that's why I knew this record had to be called I Love You. And it's not just an album. It is a movement. People are afraid of love. They're scared of love. They don't understand it. But I say, go back to the source. Go back to the fact that God is love. You know what I mean? Go back to the fact that we say love is patient. Love is kind. For God so loved the world that he gives. You know what I mean? Love takes its time. Love keeps no record of wrong, right? Love doesn't walk around with his fists up. Don't you hurt me. I'm love. You can't hurt me.
That's so good. With this album, did you feel pressure? You've been in the game a long time. Are you still feeling pressure?
What did I feel? I feel like I always have to pay attention to what has been done, but also prepare for what is next. One of my prayers that we pray pretty regularly, especially at my church, is Lord, prepare me for what you have prepared for
Lord,
me.
Lord, prepare. I wasn't.
No.
To be a sanctuary.
No. You're so churchy.
You said, Lord, prepare me. So I was ready.
Went. No, prepare me for what you have prepared for me.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I can walk into this next season freely. I did. If I can be honest, I will say I spent a lot of time with my vocal coach and some time in therapy. Because when I first started doing the solo career, I was still doing Mary, Mary. I was doing the reality show. I had just had a baby. I had just started the church and just started the radio show. So I was overwhelmed and my body was stretched. I was like a rubber band about to pop. And most of the times when I got up to sing, I was just hoping my voice showed up. And a lot of times it did not. Partially because I was way too nervous. Partially because I wasn't resting enough. I knew I was supposed to keep going, but I probably should have taken some time to just rest and settle myself. But you know, when you're doing a reality show, they push you. Mm-hmm. So there was that, which I'm not mad at because I said yes. So I can't be mad at them if I said yes. But during this process of getting ready for this record and, you know, the pandemic, which gave me time and space.
Yes.
I was able to really grow. I feel so much more comfortable with my voice. I feel like I've been in the best voice that I've been in my life. And like I said, this is the first time I've listened and not cringed a little bit or not, you know, like a lot.
Wow.
You know?
That okay, so I am excited to go back and continue to listen and listen with this information, with this you know, knowledge that you're giving us from the standpoint you feel more confident and, like you said, just assured. And this is my voice, and this is what it is. Yeah. People don't. You were trained in classical music.
I did.
You trained.
I did. So I went to college for about 3-4 years before I left to do music. And study classical. But when I first, you know, when you're singing in church, you don't use that part of your voice. Mm-hmm. When we started Mary, Mary, I didn't use that part of my voice. And so I felt a little intimidated because everybody else was. And I was like, it's not really my strong suit. You know, I do it. But there's another side of me that I would love to share. But, you know, gospel art audiences, if you come out soft and beautiful, they waiting for the holler. They don't stand up until you holler. They don't stand up until you do 75 million runs. So you feel this bit of, and yes, even at where I am, learning to be comfortable, that's what I was dealing with. That's where my mind was, not where I am now. But I'm aware that the enemy is always trying to tear you down. He's always trying to get you off course. And part of getting back on course is feeling comfortable in my own skin, embracing who I am. And when I started, when I didn't start there. During the pandemic, but I went during the pandemic because I was like, nothing is wrong, but some ain't right. And I believe that God was preparing me to pay attention to me differently so I could get
a
Love You record. You know?
That's so good.
I feel really good about it.
We know of Erica Campbell, as I stated, one half of the duo Mary, Mary. And Mary, Mary was able to cross over into what people would call secular. Right. And then you as a solo artist, you have been able to do the same thing. To someone out here who feels like, by the way, y'all, they didn't purposely do it. I don't think y'all purposely was like, okay, we gonna make a trap beat so we can make sure we're on R&B. The reason why I say that, Feel All Right, you know, you spit number one, you know, on the Billboard Gospel chart, but then there's possibilities with other songs on the record. It can be an R&B. And let's keep it real. There's been some criticism of folks that live on the R&B charts and the gospel charts. Yeah. I get to say, I think it's hater talk. To me. To me.
I just think they don't understand. A lot of wrong teaching. A little bit of jealousy mixed in there as well. But mostly wrong teaching on where our light belongs. You know what I mean? If we turn all the lights out in this room, it just takes one light to dispel the darkness.
That's it.
So we belong in those spaces. We are supposed to go there. I wasn't mad when they told me they were playing, blaming on alcohol and play God in me. That didn't bother me because somebody heard God in me. It didn't minimize the God in me because what has somebody said before or after? Mm-hmm. And we've got to remember, if we're trying to share this light with people that don't know, we've got to go in spaces and be aware that there may be somebody that won't understand it. That's okay. It's all right. Mm-hmm. They didn't all love Jesus. It was the Christians that said crucify him. So it's okay.
Listen, What's great too, I can imagine if you're walking in the airport, you know, y'all, we also get the chance to hear Erica every morning on Get Up Erica, a listenership of 7 million viewers. So what I'm getting to is when you're walking in the airport, because of who we know you to be as the artist and now who people will get to hear you to also be every day, you're going to have people from all walks of life walking up to you, right? Yeah. And I'm like, hi, oh my God! And then people go, oh my gosh, your music touched me in such an amazing way. Yeah. But you have a way. I think that's amazing. It speaks to who you are. Yeah, because she got that side. She's from Englewood. So she's got,
it's in there.
What you might think. But don't stereotype Englewood. It's not all that. It's not all the, it's not. Not that either. But I just want to speak to, because remember I said your music lives on so many genres. You know, how is that when the people walk up to you and you're like, okay, you definitely on the R&B side. Okay, you definitely, you're on the gospel side.
You know what? It feels like love to me. You write songs and you create songs and you hope and pray that it touches and reaches people. You know what I mean? I'm talking to them early in the morning, hoping that I'm saying something that they believe. I always ask, is this music usable? Can they use it in their life? What I'm saying, can they use it? Can they apply it to a situation or a circumstance or even a problem? And so when they come up and say that, then I feel like, yeah, Erica, you did your job. So I give them a hug or talk to them or take a picture, because I appreciate the fact that I have the opportunity to share with the world. You know what I mean? There was a time when I wanted to, when I was, you know, sitting on a bunk bed holding a Faultless spray starch can, hoping for the opportunity to sing for the world. And so now that I actually get to do it, I never forget that time. I never forget the apartment. I never forget that time when, you know, raggedy Toyota Tercel waiting for my opportunity. I never forget when my lunch was a boiled egg. You know what I'm saying? While I'm doing hair, hoping for my chance. I never forget listening to Stand in my car going, gosh, I thought I was doing everything right. Why is it taking so long? I started singing at 5. My first album didn't come out till I was 28. So that's a lot of time, you know, but if you are patient with God's time and you remember that, when I see people, I go, you waited for this, you prayed for this. So I'm tired sometimes, I'm overwhelmed sometimes, and, you know, it's not always easy, but I'm going, you prayed for this. You prayed for this opportunity. Okay, then my prayer becomes, God, give me strength to do this, to know when to set boundaries. And my team knows, if they hear me go, all right, that means I know I'm empty. I don't stay beyond my capacity. I understand my capacity. So sometimes I can say yes, sometimes I cannot. Mm-hmm. You know, even at my church at Cali Worship, at the end of service, I go to the back and I shake hands. Well, some days I go, I don't have enough today. I don't want to respond wrong. I don't want them to see. I don't have enough of that today. So husband, you handle it, or worship leader, you handle it. Because we got to, you know, say goodbye and thank you for coming. But I'm very aware of, like I said, I know who I am and I know who I'm not.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Wearing many hats, wife, mother, sister, friend, cousin, okay, artist, radio host, and first lady of Cali Worship. And you just named something. I wondered, could you just be there and just be first lady? Or do people be like, okay, that's the artist. You know, can you be in that assignment, in that role of first
lady? I was blessed to have conversations with CeCe Winans, who does it well, and with Karen Clark Sheard, who does it well. It is not easy, but I've got a great, great staff at the church.
She won't be singing every Sunday because you got to buy her record.
But, you know, I do altar call, and which means you're going to exhort and sing. Or, you know, or if I do our faith declaration before offering time, and sometimes the power and presence moves, or it's at a tail end of what the worship team was singing. So they started singing this song called "You Did More Than I Ever Expected."
Ooh, yes. By Judah Band.
That song tipped me down.
I know you went in. Yeah.
It took me down. So, yes. Sometimes not the artist, but just Erica, who loves to sing for Jesus, just comes out. But it's never planned. It was never like, oh, Lady Erica Campbell is doing dot, dot, dot. I think the first time we're doing that is for this album. We were trying to decide where the release was going to be and what are we going to do it at a venue. And my husband was like, let's do it at the church. I was like,
Come on. I love that. Hey. And y'all, she is on tour as we speak.
Yes. So I've done New York at Sony Hall, which was phenomenal. And then we did D.C., Atlanta, Chicago. Ooh. We'll do L.A., Sacramento, you know, the whole thing. You know how it goes. Just follow me on social media. You'll see.
It's a lot. Do you feel like it's your last album? Do you ever feel that way?
All.
Like, okay, I just want to be home. This is it. Okay. I love that.
I love what I do. I absolutely love it.
Well, as we say in church, I won't belabor the time, but I'm wondering, because it's helping me just for balance with everything that you do. It has to take an understanding spouse to cover you, push you and be like, I got you. Because he like, I know she's coming back home anyway, you know. And as a pastor's wife, how has that been?
So he is very, very understanding, so supportive of all that I do. And if ever I'm gone too long, he just hops on a plane. We were in Atlanta. Krista just turned 19. So he came and, you know, we had brunch with her and hung out and went to an event together, smack dab in the middle of this promo schedule. So we make our moments. He was like, I'm the boss and you're the boss. When we need to stop and see each other, that's what we'll do. And so using wisdom of when we need to take that time you know, to reconnect, to make sure that we strengthen each other, because that's how I see it. I see us as strengthening each other. And then, you know, we go out and conquer the world. He always says, make it count. He was like, just don't leave for nothing. Ooh. And sometimes when it's hard, you know, and we don't want to leave each other, or there's something going on, because now Zaya's performing, she's dancing. My son is producing. He's in the YOLA, which is Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles. You know, he says, when you leave, just make it count. So sometimes, even if there's a little sadness in my heart, I'll just go, all right, babe,
yes,
I'll make it count. Because you have to, you know, when you commit to something, sometimes you say yes when you don't realize I'm going to be tired by the time this gig comes. Mm. And I honor my commitments. And yeah, we just make
it count. Erica, thank you so much for checking in. The foundation of checking in is about mental health. And mm-hmm. so if you feel like someone could be tuning in today, who's just been maybe having or feeling like they've been having some debilitating anxiety or just depression that is making them stuck, feeling mm-hmm. stuck, mm-hmm. can you speak into them?
Yes. I would say that life and death lie in the power of the tongue, but I'll take it even further. It can lie in your thoughts, life and death. And you can decide to keep your mind stayed on him, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. And you can renew your mind and also go to therapy. But you can make some different choices of what you're watching, what you're seeing, and what you are saying about yourself. What you say to yourself about yourself is so important. I speak life, health, and healing. I speak the love of God over your life. Whatever it is that's plaguing you, the thoughts that won't go away, that keep you up at night, I pray the peace of God so that you rest. His word says he wants his beloved to have rest. We are beloved of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Rest in that. Trust that. Say that to yourself. Shut out the voices. You know, whatever you need to do. Therapy, your prayer circle, your village. Just don't try to do it by yourself. You don't have to do this by yourself. You know, know that there are people praying for you and wishing you well. And I hope you shine. I hope you thrive. I hope you overcome. I hope you walk in your wealthy place, in your divine purpose, and look cute doing it.
Come on. Yes, y'all, listen, I feel like I'm going to sleep good tonight. I don't think I snore, but I think I might even get a little snoring. I mean, I'm alone, so I don't know if I snore or not. But whoever is listening to it, if that prayer was for you and her speaking life into you and over you, I pray that your sleep tonight is some of the best sleep you have ever had. Y'all, please make sure you check out her new album, I Love You, her fall tour, Feel All Right. Y'all, make sure if you can check her out, go ahead and hang out. Okay, you can be ratchet. It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. You good.
We do that
you
too.
Good. You good. You good. Thank you for checking in.
My pleasure. I love
you,
Michelle.
I love you. I'll see you soon. See there, I told y'all. Listen, Erica Campbell, that's just what she is. She's such a gift. And she just has a way about herself that just makes you feel better. Better, and she lives what she sings about. And that's why when you're around her, if you're sad, you'll become happy, you'll be strengthened, you'll be inspired. And so I am just so praying that this episode does for you what the conversation with her has done for me. Yeah, there are moments where I have guests where I get a lot out of the conversation too. All right. So just know that I love y'all so much, and thank y'all so much for supporting, checking in, and downloading the episodes. I cannot wait for 2024. I'm already anticipating 2024 and the good things that we've got in store. So be patient with me as I make some pivots and all that stuff. We're working. All right. I love you.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.